Let me ask you something. If you were God, would you kind of hide yourself away the way he seems to do? Or would you make it plainly obvious to all and sundry that you are in fact the almighty, powerful God? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Here's a crazy thing. Jesus is coming down from a mountaintop. There's been an amazing miracle up there called the Transfiguration, and he says to his disciples, Matthew chapter 17, verse 9, "Don't tell anyone about what you saw on the mountain. Wait until the Son of Man has been raised from death. Then you can tell people about what you saw." Now, why does he do that? Why doesn't he make it blindingly, glimpsingly obvious to everybody exactly who he is? I used to imagine that one day, if I studied the Bible hard enough, I'd have God all figured out. If I could have this nice, neat little doctrine over here and that little theology over there, well, then I'd understand him. But the more I get to know him, the more I realize the truth of what he tells us about himself. Isaiah chapter 55, verses 8 and 9. "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." It seems that my God is so much bigger than my nice, neat little piles of doctrines. Just as well, I say. Here's the thing. God doesn't reveal himself to us completely. And that mystery, that cloud of unknowing, as one writer of old puts it, is part of the awe and wonder of our relationship with him. "For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." That's God's word fresh for you today. And in his great unsearchable wisdom, God chooses to do things that we just don't expect. He chooses, for instance, to pour blessings into our lives even when we're doing it tough, even in places we simply wouldn't expect. And that's what my special edition book, Discovering Blessings in Strange Places, is all about. To request your free copy, head across to ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see that free offer towards the top of the homepage. But this is the very last week that you'll be able to request this particular book, so don't miss out. Again, that web address is ChristianityWorks.com.